Muddy River News. I'm Ron Kincherf, and we're joined by Mark Sesteri. You are the Chief Commercial Officer at Fly Southern and been in Quincy now for 6 months, and just trying to get a status update from you. You enjoying your stay in Quincy at Baldwin Field?
I'm having a good time. I've met a lot of people there. We've had a tremendous amount of support from the economic development folks, from the mayor, from the CBB, the chamber. It really seems like a wonderful, tight-knit community. We're really looking forward to the summer. It was a rather challenging winter for us, mostly because of the weather, which probably sounds counterintuitive to a lot of your listeners. But even though we didn't have a really snowy winter, we had a very icy winter, which from a commuter airline perspective, we can fly through snow, no problem. But with icing, we have to be very, very careful. And sometimes, you know, one end of the route could be fine. The other end of the route could be fine. But if you have heavy icing in between, we simply can't penetrate that. So we had a few more cancellations than we usually do. Nothing, you know, tragic, but we were definitely not up to our very best level of reliability. And we hope with the spring here, we can return back to 99.3% completion, which is our standard and our goal.
So do you know what the percentage of completion was?
Yeah, we were in the high 80s. I mean, it wasn't a disaster, but the nice thing about Quincy is you do have the multiple flights and multiple hubs. So, you know, if there was weather in St. Louis, we could route the people over Chicago. If there was weather in Chicago, we could route the people over St. Louis. So we take care of the customers in any event, but when you're the only airline in town, you have to be reliable, and that really is what people, you know, make their flying decisions on.
Are you, during the course of the 6 months, when we talked, you had mentioned the number of flights that you guys are going to offer in and out. Are you up to that level yet?
We're up to 5. We have not added the 6th flight yet, mm-hmm. But the loads are good to both cities. I'm very pleased with the loads and the mix of traffic. But we are, we'll probably be up to the 6 by Memorial Day, about 6 weeks from now.
Okay. Do you do a customer satisfaction type rating from the passengers when they get off, get on, that type of thing?
Yeah, we do Net Promoter Score, developed best practice, you know, 0. How likely are you to recommend Southern Airways to friends and family? And 0 being the worst, 10 being the best. And I think that you guys were kind of middle of the pack in the low 9s, you know, which is good. I mean, mm-hmm. The second question is, what could we do to improve the rating? And the single biggest thing that we hear, starting with the mayor, incidentally, is car service, rental cars. There is a operation in town, but they don't staff at the airport.
Right.
So we've offered to them, if they will put the cars out there, we will take care of late arrivals, take care of the contracts, take care of giving the customers their keys. Because one of the problems is, if you don't have rental cars, you're losing half your traffic, because the inbound visiting business person needs to get a car. Like for me, I need a car when I'm there. I mean, I'm fortunate now that we're flying to Burlington. I like to be able to go to both cities, you know, in the same loop. And it's very efficient for me to be able to do that. Yesterday, I flew into Burlington and didn't even need to rent a car. I didn't leave the airport and flew out in the evening. But we are working to get car service there in time for the Memorial Day weekend. And we're actually talking to 2 different companies, one of which we're pretty far along with. They're working on insurance and other process type of things. The other company is actually the company that services the Quincy Airport. And the manager there indicated they might be interested in Services Burlington and indicated they might be interested in picking up Quincy. So that would be good. That would be additive, very much so.
Yeah, I talked to Chuck, you know, well out at the airport, the superintendent or guy in charge out there, and he's been pretty pleased, especially after the experience they had with Cape Air. And he says every month seems to be going better. Is that how you feel about the situation too?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I honestly, the entire industry is in a bit of a mess right now. Most of our competitors, friendly competitors like Cape Air and others, have unilaterally abandoned cities. For example, Cape Air was serving Burlington. They got a four-year contract there. 6 months into the contract, they sent a letter to DOT saying they were going to vacate the route because, you know, everyone's facing three major problems. They've got the pilot problems, which have accelerated as the major airlines now are adding back to pre-pandemic levels. And so many pilots took early retirement during COVID. There is quite a delta there in terms of the gap. So they're offering, you know, $100,000 bonuses to these 25-year-old pilots to break their contract with us and go work for them. And, you know, there's very little we can do about that except be proactive. So in line with that, we have invested in our own flight simulator rather than sending our pilots to a third party to do their flight simulator training. We can now do it in-house, which will expedite production of new pilots. We have a pilot class every month with between 25 and 30 new pilots every single month. So that's good. So we're dealing with the problem by trying to overstaff and anticipate higher than usual turnover. But the second industry-wide problem right now is the supply chain of airline parts. Actually, on our Cessna Caravan aircraft, which we use in Quincy, there are over 500 parts on that aircraft that are manufactured in the Ukraine. And some of those factories have literally been blown up.
Yeah.
So the parts that are available now have been jacked up in price and are also not available. Like we have a couple of planes right now that are due for an engine change. You have to change the engines every so many hours. And Pratt & Whitney, the manufacturer of this aircraft type engine, simply doesn't have the engines. So we've got three or four aircraft right now that we're paying leases for that we can't operate. And so that is across the board, every airline, big airlines, small airlines. And that's causing a lot of these smaller airlines to drop cities altogether. And we just took the approach, we don't want a city to lose their air service, because when that happens, they lose their TSA, you know, they lose the revenue from what we provide in terms of rent and fuel flowage and taxes and that kind of thing. We thought a better approach was to keep all the cities covered. And like we are in Quincy, instead of operating the full contingent of six flights, you know, we're operating five, which still gives us the same time of day coverage from early in the morning till late at night, a little less frequency, but at least we didn't have to pull out of any cities in order to do this. You know, then the third issue is just the general labor shortage for all kinds of employees. Mechanics right now are in very short supply. Station personnel are in very short supply. And, you know, it puts a strain on our remaining staff who have to work, you know, double shifts or only get one day off a week. And that is not really sustainable. It's not the way we like to do business. And it's also not good typically from a customer service perspective, because the employees are tired, they're cranky, they don't have as much patience as they should. So these are some of the macro challenges facing the entire industry right now. We're holding our own, but we have made a corporate decision for the balance of 2023 to not open any new cities. We opened 10 new cities in 2022, really fast growth. We are not going to do that in order to maintain the very best operation we can in the cities that we're already in.
So those 10 cities, looking back, you think you guys might have been too aggressive?
No, I think that we were in a very, very strong position. I think the market conditions changed rapidly because of the upping of the ante by the big airlines with these huge bonuses, which wasn't the case a year ago. Mm-hmm. And also the Ukraine war affecting very specifically the commuter airplane parts supply. Those factors weren't factors when we went into these cities, and they developed once we got there, and we just simply have to respond to them as constructively as we can.
I want to address those three things you said, because I remember when you were here later last year, you talked about your pilots and how you guys kind of had solved that problem by replenishing your pilots, having your own training school, stuff like that. So are you short of pilots right now?
Yeah, we're very tight on pilots. Again, okay. And that's why we're not operating the full schedule. But we have adapted to this market change, which I would say this big mega bonus thing is about a 2-month phenomenon. Mm-hmm. February, March. It's very recent, but we just invested in this new flight simulator. And like I said, that should help us get ahead of the game fairly quickly.
So have you had to cancel flights due to pilot issues?
Yeah, we have.
Okay, you have. Okay, then the second thing was the parts. I mean, there's no way you could predict that. Is there any thought of maybe going to a different aircraft?
It's across the board.
And it doesn't matter? Okay.
There's so many advantages to having one aircraft type, especially, you know, since we bought Air Choice One. I just flew on one of the old Air Choice One aircraft that we acquired when we purchased them yesterday, which has been totally reconfigured in our new paint, totally new interior, new seats. It looks like a new airplane. Mm-hmm. And having the benefit of having a single type or fewer types allows you to have some redundancy in terms of swapping aircraft out, and the pilots can all fly the same kind of aircraft. So while we have different aircraft in different regions, we like to have the same type of aircraft flying Quincy and Burlington and Jonesboro and Muskegon, all going through the St. Louis maintenance base, one set of parts, one set of fixes, and interchangeability.
The labor challenge you mentioned with the mechanics and all that, does that affect cancellations at all?
Well, we've been very fortunate, and part of the reason Quincy was such a good fit for us was the St. Louis maintenance base. The Air Choice One had a pretty loyal following of employees, being a family business. They've been around for 25 years. So having that maintenance base close by has been a godsend. And I would say we've stayed ahead of that, with the exception of the parts situation, which we're, you know, just doing the best we can to deal with.
And I'm sure you're aware that the squeaky wheel always is heard. For every, you know, I don't know, hundreds of good stories about your airline, you're always going to hear the people that are not real happy. So, you know, we're hearing that a lot of cancellations, people aren't thrilled with the service they get when they call the 800 number or whatever like that. So what generally is your policy when it comes to a cancellation, and how do you handle that with the client?
Well, I would say that is continuing to perplex me, because of just today, we got a note, an amazing note from one of our passengers who our station manager there in Quincy went above and beyond the call for. I mean, this was just a glowing letter of this is amazing customer service. But the standard operating procedure for us is if a flight is going to be more than 15 minutes late, we have proprietary software that sends the customer a text saying flight 453 from Quincy, which was scheduled to depart at 5:30, is now going to depart at 6 p.m. If you would like to be reaccommodated onto a different flight, call 800-329-0485. Now, typically, our call hold times are very, very short. I mean, I will give you a perfect example. I had a meeting with the mayor of Muskegon 2 weeks ago on a Tuesday morning. I was taking a flight from Boston to O'Hare on United at 5 a.m. It was going to get me there to make our flight from O'Hare to Muskegon to get me to see the mayor at 10 o'clock a.m. And then I had a whole day worth of meetings after that. Well, 2:30 a.m, I get up to use the facilities here. And lo and behold, there's a text from United. My 5 a.m. flight has been canceled and I have been rebooked. My 5 a.m. flight has been canceled. I've been rebooked at 4:50 p.m. Well, there goes the whole day. And the mayor's going to be wondering, where the hell am I, right? So I quickly jumped on my computer. I booked a flight from Boston to Washington, Washington to Grand Rapids. I rented a car and I drove 43 miles from Grand Rapids to Muskegon. I walked into the mayor's office at 9:55. But all I got from United was a text in the middle of the night. And it was only dumb luck that I happened to get up and look at it. In our case, that's what we call siren goes out as soon as we know of the delay. And then the customer has a choice of being reaccommodated onto a different flight or staying on the flight that they're on. So we typically do not get a lot of complaints about our customer care. As a matter of fact, I would say during this winter where you were having all these other airline flight disruptions around the holidays and the whole FAA meltdown and all of that, our guys were getting double the number of calls as usual, because the other airlines flights were being disrupted and they needed to adjust their flight with us to meet the new flight time on United or whoever. So I am not aware of any kind of systemic problem with our call center, but I do talk to Chuck Miller, the airport manager there at Quincy, at least every week, sometimes every day. And I really encourage him to be very transparent. And the mayor also, surprisingly, when there are flight disruptions, people call the mayor's office, although the mayor may not be able to help them. And I wasn't able at 2:30 that morning to call the mayor of Boston and yell at her, although I would have loved to have done that, but I really don't think she would have cared about my travel dilemma for that day.
Well, it's Quincy. Everybody knows everybody, so they always go to the top. So.
I'm not trying to make light of the situation, but a big part of the problem this winter was weather. Mm-hmm. And so half of the problem should be solved now that, you know, the good weather's here. We are making some adjustments to our operation for next winter based on some of the things we learned this winter, including the possibility of using a larger aircraft that would be well equipped to fly in more rough weather. So we are exploring that possibility. We haven't worked out the details, but we did learn a lot this winter, and we are going to be implementing some changes to do a better job next year. But our focus now is on the spring. Mm-hmm. Summer. We've signed on with the baseball team. We're going to be a major sponsor of their activities, which looks like a really fun ballpark. We're going to have a home run giveaway. Every time somebody hits a home run from the Gems, we will give away 2 tickets to someone in the ballpark. So that's going to be fun. We have scoreboard signage, and we're looking forward to doing some events out there as well.
You're going to be a part of our basketball showcase this summer too, that Muddy River puts on. You may not be aware of that, but you're going to be a primary sponsor for that. So I know that's one of the things we talked about was you want to be a part of the community. You just didn't want to be a provider of airline services.
The other thing we're working on with the CVB is inbound travel from St. Louis and Chicago. You know, the time that I've spent there, I think, you know, it's an interesting destination. You've got a bunch of fun festivals coming up this summer, and we'd like to promote those, specifically promote those to millennials in Chicago and St. Louis to give them a little bit of the wonderful smaller city flavor. I know it's one of the things I like most about my job is living in a big city. I really enjoy getting out to the smaller communities. The people are so nice, and there's just a great vibe to them. So we think that is a scalable opportunity that we can pursue this summer.
I hate to harp on the cancellations, but again, that's what everybody hears about around here. So what is the policy then if I'm in Chicago or St. Louis and the last flight that day is canceled? So I cannot get home that night. What is standard procedure for your airline?
Depends. If it's a weather cancellation, we don't have any responsibility to get you home because we can't control the weather. If it's a mechanical or pilot issue, we will accommodate you either with ground transportation, if that's what you want, hotel, if that's what you want, and you can fly out in the morning, alternative airport, if that's what you want. And one of the things I like most about the fact that we're flying to Burlington is the fact that if we have a flight disruption in one city, we can move people through the other. And that's why it's critically important that we have the car rentals on site. Yeah. So, you know, some Burlington flight gets canceled, I can move the folks onto my Quincy flight. They can jump in a rental car and be there in an hour, which is a heck of a lot better than fighting your way out of O'Hare Airport at 8 o'clock at night and having to do a 3 hour or whatever more drive.
A great night's sleep starts at Harvey's Furniture. Check out the large selection of complete bedroom sets. And when it comes to mattresses, we have a full selection from Vemco, Spring Air, and Chatham & Wells. Harvey's Furniture, our home, your home.
You're in Chicago, you call, they can't get you on another flight or provide anything, and they don't offer a hotel room, things along those lines.
Well, again, it depends if it's our fault or if it's the weather. And if it's our fault, the agent there will either deal with the customer directly, or if there's a queue, he might say to people at the back of the queue, call the 800 number, they will reaccommodate you so the customer doesn't have to wait, because it can be time consuming. People, you know, don't always know what they want, or if they're going to make alternate arrangements, they have to call someone to come pick them up, or so it can take a while, you know. So if it was our fault, our agent would either deal with it on the spot at that end of the trip or refer you to the call center. Our call center, 24 hours, 45 agents, trilingual, they're miracle workers, and they are not perfect, but I know what we spend in reaccommodating customers, even customers we're not required to reaccommodate. Mm-hmm. And I think we do as good, if not better job than anybody in the business on that. And I'm not just saying that because I work for Southern. Go ahead.
Is there anything new you guys got planned? You mentioned maybe some larger airplanes coming up over the course of the winter. Is there anything else coming up in 2023?
Well, for 2023, job one is to restore the operation to what it was in third quarter 2022, and also to work with our new communities to reach out to the customers who were affected in the holiday period and also in Q1, go back to them with an update. Okay, just as I've spoken to you about the structural challenges that we've been facing, explain to the customer, you know, we see you were affected by a flight disruption in February. Let me share with you the reasons why those were more frequent than usual, but also let me update you on the corrective steps we've taken this spring and what the new level of performance is. And then we're going to give them some kind of an offer with that, either a discounted ticket or a buy one, get one, or something like that to invite them back to hopefully have a good experience the next time. The other thing is, We still haven't scratched the surface there in terms of the market. I mean, we have not really done a big structural outreach to the business community, which the Chamber and Economic Development want to work with us on that. We haven't put together our inbound tourism program in St. Louis and Chicago. I did talk to my colleague in St. Louis, who is very, very interested in working with us on that. That'll be a whole new group of untouched people for us. So it's a combination of going back to the affected customers, explaining what happened, giving them an update, and then quadrupling our outreach to new customers to fill the planes.
It's always good to talk to you, and we'll have to catch up next time you're in town.
Likewise. And I'm sorry I couldn't stop into Quincy this trip. This was a very hectic week, but I'm glad we could connect via Zoom.
That's Mark Cesteri with Fly Southern.
Muddy River News, our home, our news.